Woman exiting Alouette Correctional Center for Women won't have to leave alone. A group of researchers are greeting women each day as they exit the prison. The researchers are part of a research project called Women into Healing. Jennifer McMillan is one of the peer researchers with this project, and she joins me on the line from Abbotsford. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Great.
Good. So what sort of information are you gathering from women as they leave the prison?
It's a set of interviews at 3, 6, 9, and 12 months. So it goes throughout a year, and it's a three-year project. We've received funding through the Canadian Institute of Health Research. And just to find out what their obstacles are and what helps them break the cycle. It's a lot of health-related stuff. How they feel about themselves, is family helpful, do they have anywhere to live, what have their living circumstances been like, dental issues. It's a pretty short survey we're actually conducting right now. It's largely a way just to connect with women as well.
So that's why you're doing this, just to make that connection as they come out of prison?
No, that's not just why we're doing this. That information will be used at some point at a later date to hopefully change the fact that women get out to virtually, you know, here's your bus ticket and your welfare check and see you in 2 weeks, you know, which is all too frequently the case.
See you in 2 weeks as in you're going to break the law again,
you know?
And come back.
Yeah.
Huh. So what are these women telling you in terms of their initial answers so far? Are there any kind of general trends to what they have to say about their situation?
I actually haven't been the one conducting the interviews. I have had a few discussions with the women conducting the interviews. This the CAIHR project, which is the Done Time project, is sort of it works hand in hand with Women into Healing. It is a part of Women into Healing. So I can't give you a clear answer as to what the interviews have said so far. Maybe only 20 or so have been done, and we intend to do 1,000 over the next 3 years.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's our goal, right? It might not necessarily get that many, but
How many women are helping out to conduct the surveys?
There's one who does it Maple Ridge. Every morning she's out there between 8:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. at the bus loop, and they go to Alouette Addictions and do the surveys, or she'll do it at the bus loop with them if they don't have time to conduct the interviews there. Some women have not wanted to be part of it. They had other things to do, but most were quite happy to do the interviews and see the smiling face from, you know, non-judgmental face from somebody who was doing quite well herself.
And most of the women involved have also done time themselves, is that right?
Yes, that's true. There are academics on the team, people from UBC and SFU, part of the co-investigators, and then there's women such as myself and several other members of Women into Healing, and it's all a very transparent project. It's we all have a pretty good idea of what's going on. It's not an us and them kind of thing.
Why do you think it's important that people conducting the research have also spent time inside and know that experience firsthand?
Well, there's theory and then there's practice, right? You know, there's how much theory is actually in actual practice. You can't understand unless you've been there and done that yourself. And it's necessary to make these partnerships to, you know, get the information transmitted properly to, you know, places that the changes can be made. And I think it's important for women such as myself because it gives me hope and purpose of just something to do, because, frankly, there's not a lot of, you know, jobs I could get besides making sandwiches. That, you know, there's not a lot of meaningful employment for somebody like me with the history I've had. And this is meaningful, and it gives me hope, you know, by lending a handout.
What have you learned so far from being involved with this project?
Where do I start with that one? Educationally, I couldn't send an email when I began with this project. Now I'm registered at USC for a couple of courses. You know, my writing skills have greatly improved. More than anything, I've learned there's hope. There's a way out of the cycle, and, you know, it can be broken. There's people out there who actually give a shit.
And what, after you've surveyed all 1,000 women that you hope to survey, what sorts of research projects or kind of reports do you think will come out of that and come out of all those answers?
Well, my assumption as to what's going to come out of that is there's a total lack of housing. Women revolve in and out of the gates at amazing rates. You know, addiction is an absolute major issue. I would suggest, you know, I would think that it would, the conclusion of it would be that something needs to be, more needs to be done than just housing and punishing people, because we all know punishment doesn't work that well. These are sick women. You know, the majority are sick women who've done petty crimes to keep their addiction going. What is the sense in actually punishing them? Like, it's not going to, you know, you're bad. We've been told we're bad, you know, bad for long enough. We're not bad, we're sick. There's a big difference.
So you hope this could possibly change the whole prison mentality and criminal justice mentality around incarcerating women?
I would hope it would change the whole mentality around incarcerating anybody personally, but women in particular. We do have some different needs, and women are a little bit different than men in some ways. You know, the offenses tend to be a lot less violent, a lot pettier. Prison isn't generally the first stop in, you know, a woman's cycle through addiction. It's, you know, the last of, you know, it's, I would hope it starts to look like some real treatment options. You know, even if those treatment options need be enforced, they have a captive audience in there. Why not do something with it?
Is it, how unusual is it for this sort of project to exist, for women who have spent time in prison to be connecting with other women as they come out and forming this sort of network? It seems like it's quite an amazing network that's going to be built.
It is a quite amazing network that's going to be built on a provincial level in this country. I've never heard of another project. There was a similar project in the UK about 10 years ago, but it was employment-related skills. It wasn't health and getting it together.
And in terms of the women that have come out, how are they all doing in general, the women that have kind of stayed connected within your network?
The women that have stayed, it seems to me the higher the level of connection, the better women tend to do, right? It does take a particular kind of person to want to learn all this stuff and not, you know, just go on living their life or whatever, right? But a high level of involvement, whatever that might look like, it seems to be very beneficial. You know, out of the 5 or 8 of us that are quite involved, no one's gone back to jail yet, and statistically that's pretty amazing because, you know, within the couple years this has been running, statistically 70% of us return.
Wow. So what is going to be the next phase in this research project?
The CIHR project, that's not really my whole ballgame. One of the things we're doing now to just get the word out about all the stuff Women Into Healing's doing is we've put together a newsletter for women on both sides of the fence and service providers and academics, just as a place to share, spread information, have a voice, which is quite empowering to women who've, you know, they can write something and actually see what they've written in there and other people read it. Like, wow. That's pretty amazing for people who haven't been heard before.
So that's getting distributed inside the jail?
That's getting distributed inside the jail, and I have an email list of about 240 people right now.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for joining us and giving us an update about the project, Jen.
Okay, thanks, Tiffany.
All right, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Take care. Jen McMillan is a former prisoner and currently a peer researcher with the Women into Healing Research Project. If you'd like to find out more about her research, go to womenintohealing.org. That's womenin and then the number 2 healing.org.